even there has been the subject talking about qualities of Buddha Dharma Sangha. The details hasn't, I think, maybe haven't reached yet. But the purpose of taking refuge is actually it's gone so much. Geshe Sobhar Maharaj gave quite, you know, Geshe Sobhar Maharaj explained described the whole wheel of life, the samsara, the suffering of samsara, and how we circle the samsara through 12 dependent related limbs, which is the Four Noble Truths which I mentioned. Why we rely on Buddha Dharma Sangha is because suffering, because true suffering and true cause of suffering. So we want to be free from that. For that, no medicine, no external medicine can stop the true suffering. No external medicine can stop the true cause of suffering. No operation by a doctor can stop true suffering, true cause of suffering. You see. So only by dharma. So relying upon Buddha Dharma Sangha, taking refuge means relying upon Buddha Dharma Sangha. That's the foundation. So relying upon Buddha Dharma Sangha, which is taking refuge, and then practicing what Buddha advised. That was the teachings, you know. And the essence of the teaching is protecting karma, to not harm others. On the basis of not harming others and to benefit others as much as possible. So protecting karma. So that is it. Normally I introduce like this, that you know, when one die, it's that time. You see, if you remember a sangha, ordained person that whom you have faith, devotion, if you remember that, whom you feel devotion, if you remember that sangha, if you die with that thought, you never get born of realms. You never get born hell, hunger, animals. You die with that thought. So that how the object of sangha is powerful is like that. You see? Powerful is like that. Then when you die, when you're dying, that time, you see, if you remember just Hastra, just Dharma text, if you die with this thought, you never get reborn hell, hunger, animal, real. It saves, it protects you. You see, if you remember the mantra, or the Dharma text, you see, that saves you. Protects you, getting reborn, Lord. And then, if you remember Buddha, name of the Buddha, you hear the name of the Buddha, you remember the name of the Buddha, you remember Buddha. You see, when you're dying, you never get reborn. in the hell and goes animal realms. So, without taking refuge to Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, without relying on all three, just one. You see, just one. You see, just even by remembering mantra, you know something. You see, you don't get reborn in hell and go to animal realms. Now, normally I make competition, you know. I say the compare. So all the knowledge of science, you know, you have incredible knowledge of science. Just for example, unbelievable knowledge of science. Now the day when you're dying, the day when you're gonna die. You see? Is there a connection to that? You see, all that knowledge and you're dead. What you can do for that? There's nothing. Nothing. But if you remember just one sangha from useful devotion, you don't get promoted. So like that. So therefore now here, now the purpose of taking refuge with Dhamma Sangha is not just only to not be born hell, hunger, and misery. The purpose of taking refuge with Dhamma Sangha, relying upon the Dhamma Sangha, that is, you see, that is to be free from the whole entire prison of samsara. Samsara is a prison, you see, bound by karma and delusion. As the Geshe-la explained, you know, in the Tripitaka part. So to be free from the whole entire samsara, in other words, the whole entire suffering, and to be totally free from, and to be totally free from delusion, karma, cause of the suffering. To be totally free from true suffering and true cause of suffering. See? Now for that, you need to rely on all three, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. Like very severe patients have to depend on doctor, medicine, nurse. It's not just one is not enough, three. So like that. That is the fundamental reason why rely upon all three Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. You see, that's fundamental reason. Now on top of that, to liberate numberless sentient beings from the suffering causes, bring them to enlightenment. For that one need to reach enlightenment. So now there's more reason, you see, for them to rely on Buddha, Dharma, Sangha for success this. So that's the whole thing. You see. So now that you see purpose of taking refuge. This is the entering the Buddha Dharma, and this is refuge is also foundation for Padimoksha Buddhisattva Tantra Bhava. This is the foundation. You know? Without this, all those others cannot happen. Taking Bhava perception, those others cannot happen. So now here, you may have refuge in your, you see, when you took interest, as I mentioned the other day, in meditation, see, to meditate on the path to enlightenment, you know, to learn, when you took interest to learn Dharma, you see, to meditate on the path to enlightenment, the liberation and enlightenment, that time you have already taken refuge, you know, when you are too interested in meditation, see, to meditate on Lamrim, you know, path of liberation and enlightenment. So you took refuge to Dharma at that time. You took refuge to Dharma. So already. So who revealed Dharma is Buddha. So naturally you depend on Buddha. You rely on Buddha. Then of course to learn all these things and to practice you need support of the Sangha. An example, inspiration, new support of Sangha. So the refuge is taken there since from that time. Now here is a taking refuge by ceremony to make a practice certainty, make sure. The refuge vow. So you see, by taking refuge vow, you know, by taking refuge vow, they refuge precepts. By taking refuge vow, they refuge precepts, the one practice in daily life, you know. So Buddha, because Buddha is so kind, so compassionate, that even you don't want to take five-layer vow, still Buddha is so kind, you know, that he made it possible. So you can take refuge vow, even if you don't want to any of those five labels, abstaining from killing, sexual misconduct, stealing, telling lie, and alcohol. Because there's a refuge precepts, you know, there are practices, refuge precepts to the everyday, you see, everyday life. So you collect so much, you know, for example, in the morning when you get up, three prostration to Buddha, you know, Buddha Sangha. Before you go to bed, three prostration to Buddha Sangha, like that. Or before you eat, first you offer to, you know, Buddha. The triple zen. Then you take it as blessing to serve others. However, so the things like that, you know, daily life on the way to collect. You are anyway eating, you are drinking so many times a day, you see, sleeping, and anyway, you know. So just by the way, collect so much merit and make your life meaningful, you know. Even though there's a small practice, but you see, make life so meaningful and create so much happiness, cause of happiness, you know, after enlightenment, you see, including good rebirth next life. So like that. So Buddha is so kind, so kind to us. Still allow, you know, even if we don't want to take those labels, you know, still to take refuge vows. So the other thing is what I want to say. So like this. Now the one thing to understand is that, you see, if you promise to be, if you make the my vow to be butcher, if you wine seller or butcher or see prostitute or something. If you make a vow to be like that, then you see, you collect negative karma, you see, continuously in whole life. If you make this vow to be like this, if you make a vow to, you know, your whole life until death, this is how I'm going to do. You see, if you make that vow, then you collect negative karma for your whole life. But if you make a vow to abstain from killing, you know, abstaining from stealing, so forth, you see, if you make a vow in this way, you see, then you see you collect merit. In whole life until you die, see? Because you make a vow until you die, you're going to this. You see, abstain from this next karma, living in morality. So therefore, taking a vow, even refuge vow, you see, it makes your life huge differences. By taking the vow, you know, then you see, you collect merit day and night all the time. So, same, by taking a vow, you see, the abstaining from killing or stealing, all the five vows or any number from that, then you see, while you're collecting merit, you made a vow after death, you see. So, therefore, while you're eating, you collect merit all the time by living that vow, you see. While you're sleeping, how many hours you're sleeping? In a 24, if you are sleeping 24 hours, you know, you see, 24 hours, you continuously collect merit because you're living the vow, you see. If it was one vow or five vow, whatever, you're collecting merit all the time. 24 hours, you're collecting merit. You're making your life meaningful. It's a cause of happiness. So, you see, cause of happiness, which is like cause to achieve liberation from samsara, you know. Then with bodhicitta motivation, cause of enlightenment. You're creating cause of enlightenment all the time, you see, by living this vow. So like that, You see, even if you are welcome beach or whatever you say, you're collecting merit all the time. So never your life never empty, never meaningless. You see, even whether you do 1 vow or 5 vow, whatever you see, until that time. So like that. Always life is meaningful. therefore I say, it's a person who has taken the vow precepts. Even you see, what that person does, eat, sleep, make kaka pipi. You know, eat, sleep, make kaka pipi. Only do all three things. Doesn't do any practice. You see, only practice is the living the vow. You know, doesn't do anything. You see, prostration or you know, reading dharma text, studying or chanting mantra, do nothing. You know, eat, sleep, make kaka, pipi. You see, even person does only these three, but because living in the vow, you know, whether it's 5-day vow, or 36 vow, you know, what the sanghas have taken, 36 vow. Also, no question, of course, you see, more number, more than that, no question, you know, 250 vows, fully ordained monk, 300 watts, I don't know, 60 or something. Full of the nun or something, that you see, say, so of course, then more merit, also more number of them is more merit, continuously. You see, so, say, you know, 36 vow, living 36 vow, the, you know, ordination, what they've just taken. So like that, then you see until death time taking. So then you see even what you do is just only three things, you know, eat, sleep, make kaka pipi, only three things. But you see, because living in the vow, 36 vow, so you collect 36 merit, day and night, you know, continuously, you're collecting 36 merit. And if you're living in the 5 vow, you're collecting 5 merit all the time, honestly. Even you're in a coma for many years, but you're collecting merit all the time. You know? You see, five merits all the time. So you're making your life so meaningful. So like that, you see. Oh, like this. Then that, so you see, then especially Bodhisattva vow, 253, and then 253 merits, you know, fully ordained monk vow, all the time. So, unbelievable. This incredible advantage. See, then especially if you take a Bodhisattva vow, you know, then you see, you collect merit. Merit as Buddha is mentioned by Shantideva, Bodhisattva Shantideva in Buddha chapter. You see, if you have taken the Buddhist Bodhicitta. If you have taken the bodhicitta, means bodhisattva vow, whether you sleep or whether you become unconscious, you continuously collect, you continuously receive skies of merit, limitless skies of merit, all the time. You know, cause of happiness, cause of enlightenment. When you're sleeping, even when you are unconscious, you're collecting continuously, even those times, limitless skies of merit. That's what I said. See, especially living, taking, but you know, you take Buddha Sabha, you know, So that it makes life unbelievable, most productive, just like that. Then, if you take higher tantra, Tao, then even much more. So that explained in the, by Papanga in the liberation poem, what is great enlightened being. That's one thing to understand. That's one advantage, you know, how to make life so meaningful. Now the second one. Now the second one, by living the vow, how it makes life so meaningful. Second one. So it is mentioned in the Sutra text. You see, three galaxies, you know, there are many sentient beings. Three galaxies, there are many world, you see. As sentient beings living in that, everyone become will-turning king. Everyone become the most powerful, uncomparable king, worldest. And then oceans of butter, mountain mirrors of wax, then you may light often to the Buddhas, each of those. That much merit, I see. And a person, you see, a person living in ordination, you know, vows, then make offering to Buddha, tiny, you see, size of mustard seed, butter, and size of hair, wax, make a large offering to Buddha. This merit done by the, this offering done by the person living in the ordination of the vow, you see, there's one person, you see. Merit, this merit far more greater than the three galaxies. I mean, the world, sentient beings, each one becomes will-turning king, each one makes the oceans of butter, mountains of wax, light from the Buddhas. So all those is unbelievable extensive offering. And so many. But actually the merit is much, it's so small. When you compare this one person living the vow, make tiny mustard seed, butter, and size of hair wax, light of Buddha. Even the offering is so tiny, but the merit is unbelievable. See, like I explained by Buddha in the Sutta text. So in our daily life, by living the vow, you see, whenever you collect merit by making charity to other people, you know, animals or people, making offering the table gems, making processions, whatever virtue you do, it increases. You know, the virtue increases so much. More the number of vow one takes, you see. More the number of vow one takes. Whenever you collect merit, more number of Padmasa Bhagavatam, more number of Buddhist then the Buddhist one is Buddhist, then the Taiwan Tang Bao. So see, by taking Buddhist, millions it increases. Any virtue you do in daily life, it increases millions of times. Then by taking Tang Bao is much more. So that's second, so this is the second advantage. Second advantage, how it makes daily life so most productive, you know. Okay, so like that. So more merit means then you see you are able to overcome the problems, you know, all the obstacles. More merit and less karma. Merit is powerful, less karma is weaker. That means you think your life is very smooth, and all whatever you think your wishes get fulfilled. You see? Now in future life, you know, like that, able to achieve enlightenment without taking much time, without much difficulty. So like that. So therefore, like that. Yeah, then. And now, those who are taking refuge, yeah, please make three prostrations first. To the Buddha, by thinking actual living Buddha, three prostrations. Okay? Three prostrations. Okay. Again, three prostrations to the Lama who gives refuge. Then, if you can kneel down, like taking 8 mile passes in the morning, like that, you know, if you can kneel down, you know, if you can't kneel down, then you can just, you know, can sit and relax. Then put the palms like this, in the middle of the process, okay? Monday, motivation. This time I have received a perfect human body that was extremely rare to find. It's found. And the Buddha that was extremely rare to meet, I have met. And a virtuous friend who revealed the path to enlightenment, liberation path and enlightenment, who is extremely rare to meet, I have met. At this time, you know, well, I have all the opportunity all the, to practice Dharma. And then this time, that was I must achieve I must achieve liberation from samsara, they say. I must achieve the great liberation, the non-abiding, sorrowless state, the full enlightenment, that which is free forever from the suffering. I must achieve this full enlightenment for the benefit of all my kind, mother, sentient beings. If I don't do that, and then here, I will have to experience suffering of samsara. See, suffering pain, pervasive other suffering changes, pervasive suffering, without the end. See, without the end. Yeah. So therefore. For this purpose, then I'm going to take refuge. By relying upon the Buddha as a founder of the actual refuge Dharma, then Dharma as actual refuge, Sangha as a helper to actualize the refuge within my mind. on that basis, if you are taking only refuge, then you say, I'm taking only refuge vow. But if you are taking, you know, any of the precepts from the five lay vows, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, either all five or any number, and you see, then. If you're taking any of the vows, think I'm going to take, you know, Upasaka, 1 vow, 2 vow, 3 vow, 4 vow, 5, whatever number you take, I think I'm going to take Upasaka vow. You see, it's my number. You think in your mind like that, you see. Why? One reason why in the importance of taking the vow, you see, lay vows in number is because by taking refuge to Dharma, you see, and there are two things, you know, two precepts. One thing is to abandon, one thing is to practice. So what is the thing to abandon by taking refuge to Dharma? What one should abandon is harming other sentiments. So here it involves avoiding, here it involves giving up harming other sentiments. So therefore, you see, in that case, then, it helps if one take from the five level, if not all the five, any number of that, if one take, it helps, you see, to refuge practice, you know, refuge vow, you see, not harm others. So you get done that practice. So normally I emphasize, if you, at least the killing, you know, abstinence from killing, you must take that one. Good to that. So it helps, you know, to not harm others, you see. But of course, even can take more than that, of course, you know. Then, then it's very exciting. And then it's very exciting. So if you are taking any levels, you see, and about nature. I'm going to Uvasika vowels, you see, 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever number you take, something like that, okay? Yeah. Mm. But on the basis of taking a refuge. Then please repeat the precepts, and they said repeat the prayer, ceremony prayer, okay? Mm. Yeah. Mm. Good. Zumba. Zumba. Gongzu Shou. Da. Sorry, please mention your name, like in your mind. Please mention your name before taking the food. Xi Ji Wei, Tudine Song De, Xi Ji Tsui Ye Pa Du, until I achieve enlightenment. From now on, until then. Gang Yin Nam Ji Cho, Sang Jie La, Jep Su Chi Wo, going for refuge to Buddha. Na, you remember the meaning of Buddha, we see whose holy mind is totally free from all the gross and subtle mistakes of mind, and completely in all the qualities of the realization. So that's Buddha. You remember the meaning of Buddha, then love on Buddha, billion times much more, then you see excellent doctor. Even they can cure, but only temporarily. Now taking refuge in Dharma. Love on Dharma, there is the true path, and I said true path and true cessation of the suffering. That's absolute Dharma. Conventional Dharma is the Tripitaka, the scriptures, which reveals the path. Okay? So, take a look at both. Dwacha Dang Chawa, Nam Ye Cho, Che La, Jep Su Chi Wo. Life on Dharma, brilliant and much more than medicine. Even though it can cure, but it's all temporary. Now, next one, taking the wish of Sangha, who support, so the Sangha is absolute Sangha, conventional Sangha. Absolute Sangha is the one who is a lay person or ordinary person, doesn't matter. One person that who has a realization of the true, cessation of the suffering and the true path. Now, the conventional Sangha is for ordinary, who don't have those realizations, ordinary, living the full ordination, purely. Love and Bob, okay? Taking this book. Cho Nam Ji Cho, Gijun La, Jep Su Chi Wo, Da Chi Si, then you love and brilliant and much more than the external nerves. Da, Shishue Padu, Nazaki Nindu, Jinbe Sundu Sol. Please repeat the second time. Jinba Gonsu Sol. Da, please mention your name. Shijiwe, Tudinye Sundu, Shishue Padu, Tanya Namje Cho. Sangyela, remember meaning of the Buddha, then with the whole heart to love Buddha. Japsu Chiwo, remember, now I said, next one, taking the Dharma. The Cha Dang Chawa, Nam Ye Cho, Che La, Japsu Chiwo, next one, taking the Dharma. Cho Nam Ye Cho, Gidun La Japsu Chiwo. Da, Shri Tsuya Padu, Yonzo Ganyin Du, Zunbaya Sung Du, so end of the interpretation, Ganyin Du, when I say loudly, then you have received the thing. At that time, then must, whatever one must, and I told that I have received was a vow. So if you, but if you're not taking another vow, only refuge, then yeah, I'm taking only refuge vow, only that. Like that. then from that time, I become the Lopan. Your Lopan is the master or the teacher who leads the disciple in the path of liberation. How? By revealing the vow, causing the disciple to pass it, then that brings the disciple to liberation. So that. Please repeat the third time. Sumba gong su sol. Da ming di please mention your name. She ji we. Tu din ni sun de. Si se so ya pa do. Ka nye nam je cho. Sang je la jab su chi wo. Da jia dan ta wa. Nam je cho. Chi la jab su chi wo. Whatever number of hours you're taking. Or if you're taking only the refuge, that is well, okay? Loven ki ondo so. So now, repeat the prayer. The prayer. Those who are taking lay vows, those are any of the, from five, any, so please repeat. So, as I mentioned the other day, this is the most practical contribution of for the world peace. You are living the vow precepts, you know. This is your most practical contribution for the world peace, for the happiness peace of all the sentient beings, not just on this world. This is what you're offering. This is what you can offer. This is what you're offering to a sentient being. So become, see, extremely essential, extremely essential, and it becomes most enjoyable thing to be in the life. Chidangmengi, Dajamba Namji, Sojaba Pande, Sojaba Ladoba, Hishinto, Daming, Pitimichanem, Shiji Vejang, Tudin Nesonde, Sojaba Pande, Sojaba Ladoba Jiwo, Ela Tambodi, Dapaba, Dajamba Tuda, Gay Labala, Jisu Lobo, Jisu Juwo, Yeto, Shian Chida Baba. Daki, Majimba Lang Batang, Dewe Loba Yen Batang, Dundu Mewa Tang, Duye Chang Tang, Zewe Chang, Nyebara Yuwa, Pamewe Ne Bangde, Pamewe Ne Le, Da Doba Te Shin Tu, Da Mingdi, what's your name? Shi Ji Wei Chang, Tude Ne Sunde, Shi Ji Tue Pao Tu, Majimba Lang Ba Tang, Dabe Loba Yin Ba Tang, Dundu Mewa Tang, Duye Chang Tang, Sebe Chang, Nyo Ba Jiwa, Ame ve ne bandı, ame ve ne le, la davacı o. E la nga bu di, da papa, da şamba tata ki, la ba la jizu lo bu, jizu du bu. Ye to. Tabi no, yuze lekso. Tava ino, yuze lekso. So, so it was kneeling, even kneeling down, then you can sit down. Okay. So actually, the all the instructions here, there are three things by taking refuge to Buddha Dhamma Sangha, three things to abandon, and three things to practice. And then you see, there are general instructions by Buddha in our daily life, like those things that I mentioned before. So three things are by taking refuge to Buddha, what one should practice is respect to Buddha's statues, painting of Buddha, statue of Buddha, even a broken statue, even a small piece, drawing of Buddha or statue. If you see in the road, you see on the floor, put in the crown, then put up at a higher clean place by thinking actual living Buddha. By thinking actual living Buddha, then you put a higher clean place. So even you see broken small piece from the drawing of Buddha or statue, see, like that. And then doesn't matter whether it's made of mud, whatever material, made of gold, diamond, whatever, you see. So all equally respect, you see. Like that. Then if one throw away, you see, something that you don't like, you know, throw away or bad material, something bad quality or material, metal, mud or something, then you throw away, or even those broken ones you throw away in the garbage like that, then it obscures your mind.